So our first storyteller is a veteran of the mudroom stage, Terry Stage Harvey. She was born and bred in Grove City, Ohio. Let's hear it for Ohio. All right, I'm not alone here. I was very scared it was going to be crickets. Thank you. So she and her dad, who had been mayor on and off since she was 16, she grew up in Grove City, Ohio. She's married to Kurt, who is a local detective, and have three grown children who managed to throw grapes in each other's mouths. Incredible feat. She has been a Lutheran pastor for 27 years, 17 of them in Juneau, and she loves poetry, long walks on the beach, and poking dead things with a stick. Please welcome Terry.
Jeff, I'm actually was born in Grove City, Ohio. Ohio, because people north of Columbus are from Ohio. Where I'm from, we have a little bit of Appalachian flair going on. And I was raised in a town where I was related to half the people there. And my parents were friends with the other half. And so I knew when I was graduating that I wanted to go where nobody knew me. And I wanted to go far enough away so I wouldn't be tempted when I was lonely to come running back home. So I went into the guidance counselor's office and I pulled out the pile of pamphlets. Because it was before the internet, so you did that. Just these glossy pamphlets. And I found one for a school that was in Virginia, 8 hours away. And on the cover was this brick building surrounded by beautiful trees. You can actually talk me into doing almost anything if there's a beautiful tree involved. And so my folks packed up the car and we headed down to Fredericksburg, Virginia, where I knew absolutely no one. And there were some surprises. Surprise number one, my roommate, Monique Mascarenhas. Monique was fabulous. She was Filipino. She was so fashionable and hip. And her dad was a doctor. And she started unpacking and she pulls out a poster of Jimi Hendrix with his guitar to put right next to Jimmy Stewart from It's a Wonderful Life. And then she pulls out her record player and her collection of records. She was so cool. I hate to admit this, and it might come as a bit of a shock, but I'd actually never hung out with anyone who wasn't white. The Midwest was still pretty segregated at that point. It felt like we were coming from different worlds. And this might even be more shocking. But nobody has ever looked at me and said the words fashionable or hip. I knew that Monique was way out of my league. Surprise number two. Everything in Virginia is old. Like our dorm was old, it looked really old. And surprise, we got the biggest, nicest room in this entire dorm. Like everyone else lived in these tiny little rooms and they shared a bathroom. Not us. We were lucky. We got this really big room. That's foreshadowing coming. Surprise number three. Yep, that's my dad at the top of the stairs videotaping everyone as they come in. This was supposed to be a fresh start, where I joined the cool kids club, not the impression I was imagining. And I went out to grab my dad and to bring him in, and that's when I saw her with her dad. Now, mind you, it was August in Virginia, so it was pretty hot, but dear Lord, I have never seen people sweat like this. And that is the most horrible way to introduce one of the people I love most in the world. But she will tell you, Whitney will say, she can sweat sitting still in a chilly room. And it matters. Like, you might have to sit with that for a minute, but it's going to come back up. So my folks leave. Monique, she has a social life. I do not. So I throw myself into studying. I didn't really make too many friends there. And that's when I realized that we weren't that lucky with this room. And it probably would have been fine for the door to open and close on its own. And that happens in old buildings. It might even have been fine feeling like someone was staring at me while I was trying to go to sleep. I'm kind of weird. Weird things happen. When it wasn't fine was when I was sitting at my typewriter and it felt like someone was standing right there behind me, leaning over my shoulder, watching what I was doing. Now that's creepy when there's a person. It's really creepy when there's not. So I moseyed on down to the RA and, you know, casually brought up, the room's a little weird. And she's like, oh, that's just Amelia Bushnell. She was the old house mother, had some control issues. Oh, fantastic, as long as it's just Amelia. You know, a ghost with control issues, that is totally fine. Not fine. And really, it came to a climax when Monique was like, I'm going to go away for the weekend with my boyfriend. That means it was me alone in the room with Amelia and Jimmy and Jimmy. And I remember sitting on my bed and having that moment of total despair of, I've got no one. I have nowhere to go. I have no one who can console me. And that's when I remember the sweaty girl. I don't know why. I don't know why that made her approachable or vulnerable or made me feel like she wasn't going to judge me, but I went and found her. And I went into the room and, you know, immediately did the cool thing of, oh my God! And what she remembers from this time, as I'm going through how alone I am and how I have no one, is a quote that she still likes to throw at me as, even Jimi Hendrix has his guitar and I have no one. And she said, you have me. I know. And she spent that weekend and nearly every other weekend with me. And I will tell you this, that the comfort of friendship, it has all the power in the world over fear and loneliness. And that friendship over those 30 plus years has seen me through so much. The comfort of friendship. Oh, my sweet wit. Her love was like a warm, slightly damp blanket circling me through all the fear and all the loneliness. Love you, Whit.